Welcome to Minnesota Reads on 103.3 KUMD. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We love to talk to Minnesota authors on Minnesota Reads, but every so often, the Minnesota Historical Society comes up with something absolutely fascinating book-related, and we jump on the opportunity to talk with the folks down there and see what they have. We've been talking about it a little bit this morning. Some of Bob Dylan's high school poetry has been acquired by the Minnesota Historical Society, and Patrick Coleman is the curator who acquired the poetry. He joins us on the phone this morning. Hey, Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So where did this high school poetry of Bob Dylan's come from, and does Bob know you guys have it?
I assume he's not paying that much attention, but I hope he knows. We haven't heard from him. And he isn't asking us to sequester these poems. I found it at an auction house in New York City, Bonham's Auction House. And we've been trying for years and years and years to acquire Dylan material, and usually at auctions we get outbid. But this was below the radar screen and wasn't very much advertised or talked about before the auction, so we were able to acquire it for the state of Minnesota and posterity.
And it came originally from one of his friends at Hibbing High School.
Yeah, there was two friends mentioned in these poems, and one of them must have kept the poems in a drawer and eventually parted with it long enough to give it to the Experience Music Project in Seattle. When they did a Bob Dylan exhibit, and then so it toured the country a little bit. And while it was touring, it sold to a second party, and then that party eventually gave it to Bonham's to sell at auction.
I don't care how famous I get. I don't think I'd ever want my high school poetry out there in the world for people to pass judgment on. As the case may be. You are quoted in the news release as saying, quote, "The writing in these pages is fairly immature, but you can already see the ballad style that will develop later." So are you actually implying that Bob Dylan wrote the same kind of high school poetry that we all wrote?
No, I think it's just there's a hint of a couple of things about Dylan. There's a hint of his sense of injustice in one poem, which he self-critically labels the good poem, and then there's something he calls the bad poem, and that's just this long storytelling kind of ballad that I think he develops better than anybody eventually.
But please tell me that some of it was, you know, overwritten and angsty and teenage so that we can all feel as though we might have hidden potential.
I think that when you look at this, you could conclude that you have hidden potential.
Well, Pat, I did ask you, I offered you the option to read some of this poetry for us. I said, you can even read it in a Bob Dylan voice if you want, when you graciously declined. But if you would share just a little bit of one of these poems with us, I think that'd be fabulous.
All right, I'm happy to do that. Are you ready to bleep out a minorly bad word?
I'm going to let you do your own self-censoring. But we do need to know in advance, is this a good poem or the bad poem?
This is the good poem.
All right. Take it away, Pat.
All right. So Bob Dylan writes, "There is a boy in school who don't live by no rule. He hands everyone a lot of sass, thinking no one will kick his ass. He tries to act like Let Rink, but he really acts like a dink. Jimmy, he thinks himself like just because he owns a motorbike. He's a little fuzzy kid, not too tall, and boy, is he heading for a fall." So basically, he's writing about about somebody who's going to get their comeuppance in high school, which we all experienced wishing at some point in time in our high school career.
We spent a lot of time writing poetry about that one. We did
about
indeed.
The bully, yes.
So does this collection have a name yet? And I think we should also mention that they're going to be, these artifacts are going to be on display beginning in a couple of weeks. Have you given the collection a name yet, the Hidden Poems of Bob Dylan, or
no, I don't think we'll call them anything other than
what about the Hibbing High School 1956 collection?
Yeah,
or
if we only had more. Keep in mind that this is an unassuming little piece. It's one sheet of paper written on both sides in his beautiful printed penciled lines, and it doesn't look like much. You probably, I'm amazed that it survives, but we find things every day like this that survive.
Boy, you've got a cool job, Pat.
It's fun when you can document somebody as important as Minnesota's second Nobel laureate. So we're proud of that.
So I don't suppose that you want to, pass this on to the committee, this guy got an award, you awarded him for poetry. Here's some more poetry.
Yeah, did you consider this?
Right.
When you,
yeah,
give him
yeah.
The,
have you thought about
Nobel?
Sending him an email?
I've tried many times to contact Bob Dylan, and it's pretty impossible. But one fun thing was one of the other people mentioned in the poem, other than Dale Boutang, who owned the poem, was a guy named Melvin Ratsey. And I was contacted by his son, and his son had a good story about his dad and his dad's memories of this time. So that's always fun.
So you can type that up and add that next to the poetry.
That will go into the archives, yes.
Well, Pat, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. What a treat. And enjoy. Work on your Bob Dylan voice. Maybe you could get a speaking gig, doing this poetry around. So
I'll take up the guitar. Thanks for asking. And invite your patrons to come down, take a look. And we have a number of other Dylan, interesting and unique Dylan items. And it's a good place to visit.
And of course, here at KUMD, we have one of the resident Bob Dylan experts and his show that's been on the air for 26 years now here at KUMD. Yep. So we'll get a bunch of links set up so that Dylan aficionados can get more information. Thanks again, Pat.
All right. My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.